Today's Shir Masechta Brachos, Daf Tezvav, and we will begin on Taf Yuda, is Taf Tezayin, and we will begin on Taf Tezvav Amabeis, 10 lines from the bottom. We continue, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, to discuss the Yud Ches Tov, the various Gezeris that we have been learning about that Chazal enacted. And one of the Gezeris that we discussed was Kliz Chuchas, that Chazal made a gzeira that glassware should be tumed. It's important to point out that when we speak about tum and the shear, tum of different materials, we're not referring to in our shear the halacha that we all know that when you buy new utensils from an akum, they need to be toiveled. We're discussing the halacha, what material kalim become tumay when they come in contact with Tumah. And we're going to also discuss the different rules of Tumah for different Kalim. The halacha is that Kli Necheres, earthenware Kalim, only can become Tahor if they became Tameh, if they are broken. Kli Matchis, a Mekabel Tumah, whether they're flatware or have a receptacle. Other kalim, as we just mentioned, kli cheres, only become tamei if they have a receptacle. Metal kalim, if they become tamei, can become tahor by immersing them in a mikveh. Kli cheres cannot become tahor by being immersed in a mikvah. Shviroson zuhi taroson. The only way to make them tahor is by breaking them. Klimatchis, metal kalim, cannot become tameh, cannot become tahor. Metal kalim can have mikvah. Klicheres need to be broken. Another very important nafkamina. The only way a klicher, typically when we think about transmission of tumah, is that a tumah object touched something which is tahor, which is exactly the case of a kli matchis. If tumah touched a metalware from the outside, that kli matchis becomes tumah, whereas klicheres become tumah me'aviron. The definition of a mavira means that if something tumah, if a sheretz was suspended under the sheretz was suspended in the airspace of a klicheres, that's how the klicheres becomes tumah. But if, for example, a sheretz were to touch the back of a klicheres, it would not become tumah that way. So the Gemara begins in saying that Kli's chuches, glassware, as we discussed on the Afyodal Ramabeis, was a gzeira that they are mekabel tumah, a gzeira of Yosi ben Yoyezer and Yosi ben Yoichran. Says the Gemara, my tama goes by Rabban and tumah. The Torah doesn't speak about tumah by glass. Why did Chazal say that they are mekabel tumah? Amar Rabbi Yoichran, Amar Rabbi Shlokish. Glassware is created from sand, and that's why Shavinu Rabbanu Klicheres. The Torah treated glassware like Klicheres, and as we discussed in our introductory remarks, Klicheres is Mekabel Tumah. So too did Chazal say that Klizechuches should be Mekabel Tumah. Elameata asked the Gemara, if the reason Chazal said that klicheres are tamei, klizchuches, glassware is tamei, because they're compared to klicheres, so as we said, klicheres, shviroson zuitaroson. The only way you can make klicheres tahor is by breaking it. So should be the halacha regarding klizchuches, that the only way you should be able to be matar klizchuches is by breaking it. I once saw from the Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh that there was a tzaddik that was once about to enter the sukkah, and before he entered the sukkah, he said, we say in the tefillos on the Yom Ha'Aron, Adam Yisoidai Mi'ofer. So a person is a klicheres. And we know that the halacha is you're not allowed to bring pots and pans, which in ancient times were made out of cheres, into the sukkah. So he says, how could I, Adam Yisoidai Mi'ofer, enter the sukkah? I'm a klicheres. But we just learned, Shvirosan Zu Tarosan. Breaking klicheres makes a tar. I will do tshuva. And through doing tshuva, I'm a broken klicheres. I'm a klicheres, which is tahor, and now I could enter into the sukkah. We said that a klicheres is only mekabel tuma mitoichai, in its inside. Why? So I saw a pshat that a klicheres for itself is just, as we Mar just explained, it's sand. What makes a klicheres choshev? The fact it's a receptacle. It could carry, hold something. So a person who's compared to klicheres, as we just said, Adam Yisoid Me'ofer, what's important in a human being? What's important in a human being is not his external. What's important to you by a human being is toichai, his inside, what's his pnimius is what's important. And that's why the Sefer Likutei Avraham says, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Karv Hashem l'nishbrei leiv, v'dake v'estake ruach yoshia. When we're going to learn in our sugya, other kelim have different ways of being matar the kelim. But the person who, as we're learning now, is compared to the klicheres, there's only one way to be matar a person. Karv Hashem. There's only one way for a person to become close to Hashem. And that's l'nishbrei leiv. If we have the proper shviras haleiv, if we have the proper breaking of our heart to become close to Hashem, that's all Hashem asks. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us. Ela Me'ata, says the Gemara. So if we're comparing the Kli Zchuchas to the Kli Cheres, and as we just explained extensively, the only way to be Metar the Kli Cheres is by breaking them, Lo'itahelem Tar B'mikvah. Then there should be no way of ever being Metar a Kli Zchuchas only by putting them into the mikvah. That should not work by them. But Alama Tanan, why is there a Mishnah in Masechta Mikvos that says Ve'elu Chaytzim B'Kelim, the following items are considered a chatzitza: Hazefes is pitch, Hamor is musk, B'Kliz Chuchas. If they're attached to Kliz Chuchas, they are considered a Kli Chatzitza. But if they're going to be treated like Cheres, Cheres never goes to the mikvah. So Glesh should never go to the mikvah. So why are we talking about chatzitza? And as Rashi explains, since glassware is typically very smooth, most items easily come off, and therefore, since they usually come off, that's why they're not considered chatzitza. The Ritva, only these items, which are very sticky, are chatzitza. The Ritva explains that there are different items that people are more concerned about sticking to their kelim, and there are different items that people are less concerned. And these items, people are concerned, they're makbid on them, and that's why they're considered a chatzitza. Other items, people are not makbid, and that's why they're not a chatzitza on a glassware. But back to our question, why is there a discussion about mikvah with glassware if glassware is like chicheres, and chicheres mikvah doesn't work for? Answers, the Gemara Hachem Ma'iskinen, kigon shenikfu, that the glassware got a hole, the heat of Latechem Efer, and metal, lead, was poured into to plug that hole. And our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya. We always follow what is maintaining the item. And what's maintaining this glassware? The metal. And therefore, it's considered not like a glassware, it's considered like metalware. The Tanya, as we learn in Ebraisa, if there was a hole in glassware and somebody poured metal in it, because he holds the mekabel tumah midaraisa, because they have a din of klimatches, the chum metarim, the chum hold that they're still considered a kli zchuchis because they're primarily made out of gold. That's the pshat that Rashi gives the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Another pshat that Rashi suggests, this kli zchuchis was tumah, and now they got a hole. And since they got a hole, they're broken. And they're tahor. And now the hole was plugged with lead. Rameya holds that we go after the lead. And now they're considered a metal keli. And we're going to learn in our shir soon that by metal kelim, Chazal said that if they were broken and then were fixed, chazrul tumasana yishona, they go back to their original tumah. And here too, since Rameya considers this glassware now as metalware, Chazal Tumas and Yishana. Rabbanan hold that it's still considered like glassware, and the halacha of, even though it has this metal patch, and therefore they're considered like Klei Zchuchas. And Klei Zchuchas, we're going to learn, there is no din that if it's broken, Chazron Tumas and Yishana, and therefore they remain tahar. But ask the Gemara, if we're comparing Kli Zchuchas to Kli Cheres, Loyla Tam Megabim. If Tumah touch the Kli Zchuchas from the back, they shouldn't be Mekabel Tumah, because they're like Kli Cheres, which we discussed extensively already, are never Mekabel Tumah just by being touched. Alom Tanan, yet there's a Mishnah Masech Kalim, Kli Cheres a Kli Neser, Kli Cheres is earthenware, Kli Neser kalim that are made out of clay, tumas and shoven. They have the same halachas regarding hilchas tumah. Metamim, they are mekabel tumah umetamim, and they give off tumah mi'avareyim, which means that if something tumah was put in the airspace of these kalim, the keli becomes tumah. And if after this keli became tumah, something was suspended in this keli, even though it wasn't actually touching the keli, anything that is suspended in a tamei kli cheres becomes tamei. The metamim machreim. And if something tuma came into the airspace of one of the cavities of the keli, they used to have different holes on the outside of the keli, so they too have the same halacha. However, as we've been learning, vei metabim megabeim, if tumah touches just the outer part of the keli, then it won't become tameh. Ushfirasa matarasan. And how do kli cheres become tahar? As we've been learning, only through being broken. What do we see from here? Kli cheres, kli nesav, kli cheres. That's what we're saying, have these halachas. Tumas and shava, all of these unique halachas that we just described. However, midach rin aloi, not glass. But the way we're learning, glass should have the same halacha like kli cheres. Answers the Gemara, Amri, kiven the chinish tabru, when glass breaks, yesh lan takonis, they can be fixed. You can melt it down and then refashion it. That's why shavinuka kli matras. It's considered like kli matras. So there's a very fundamental question there, Bikivega discusses, in trying to understand this Gemara. What does the Gemara mean now comparing it to kli matras? Does the Gemara mean that we're now completely comparing kli zchuchis to kli matras? Or does it mean that we're comparing it to both? So Tosfos, the Vermaskel El de Kivin, clearly indicates that certainly Kli Zchuchis is treated like Kli Cheres. just since they also have similarity to Kli Matris, that's why Chazal also, to an extent, compare it to Kli Matris, and therefore, if Tumah touched the exterior of the Kli Matris, it will be Tameh. And therefore, says Rav Kivega, when the question will come up, if we could be Metahar Kli Zchuchis, or how to be Metahar Kli Zchuchis, it'll depend on how it became Tameh. If it became Tameh by Tumah touching the exterior of the Keli, so it has to be that a mikveh should be able to work. The reason a mikveh should be able to work is because it only became Tameh because it's similar to Kli Matris. And Kli Matris mikveh work, so certainly for this Keli, the mikveh should work, even though it's Kli Zchuchis, mikveh should work. Whereas if it became Tameh, because Tumah was suspended in the Keli, so why is it Tameh when Tumah is suspended in the Keli? Because it's similar to Kli Cheres. And Kli Cheres cannot become Tohor by being put in the mikveh. So says Rabbi Kivega, it'll be a very interesting situation. We will have to determine why and how this Kli Zchuchis became Tameh. If it became Tameh because Tumah touched its exterior, a mikveh will work, just like it works for Kli Matris. If it became Tameh because Tumah came into its interior or was suspended in its interior, so then it's treated like Kli Cheres, where a mikveh won't work. The Chazon Ish doesn't agree with Rabbi Kivega. He says, once the Gemara is saying that Kli Cheres is treated, Kli Zchuchis is treated like Kli Cheres, so we can't start differentiating why it became, how it became Tameh. If it's treated like Kli Cheres, and Kli Cheres doesn't have Tahara in a mikveh, this Kli would not have Tahara in a mikveh. And again, the explanation of the machlokes between Rabbi Kivega and the Chazon Ish is, how do we understand the Tumah of Kli Zchuchis? Do we say it's somewhat like a Kli Cheres and somewhat like a Kli Matris, and we have to look at the circumstances, Rabbi Kivega's opinion? Or do we say that it's really a Kli Cheres is Kli Zchuchis? Kli Zchuchis is treated like Kli Cheres, as we started today's shiur. Just because it also has the similarity to Matris, we gave this stint with it as well. Elamiata, ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that we're treating it to a degree like metalware, Yachso Tumas and Yishanam. As we also mentioned earlier, the halacha is that if you break a Kli Matris, that's Tameh, and then you fix it, it goes back to its original Tumah. So here too, that halacha that applies by Kli Matris should apply by Kli Zchuchis as well. Answers the Gemara, the Tanat, as the Gemara teaches us, Kli Matris, Pshuteim, flatware, Mekableim, or Kli Matris that have a receptacle, Tameim, a Mekabel Tumah. Nishbru, if they're broken, Taharu, they become Tahar. The Nishbru, they become Tahar. Chazav Asimam Kalim, but if you refashion them, Chazul Tumas and Yishana, they go back to the original Tumah. Vila Gabbaz Chuchas Tanan, yet as the Gemara, the Mishnah says, in Masech the Kalim, regarding Kli Zchuchis, Kli Eitz, wood, Kli Ar, leather, Kli Etzem, bone, Kli Zchuchis, glass, Pshuteim, that don't have flatware, Tahirim, are never Mekabel Tumah. Mekableim, if they have receptacles, they are Mekabel Tumah. Nishbru, if they're broken, Taharu, they become Tahar. Chaz Vosmem Kalim, and if you now refashion this into a new Kali, Mekabel Tumah Mekanel Abo, they become Tameh into the future. But what do we see from here? Mekanel Abo in, only into the future, L'mafrei Eloi. But the question is, if we're treating them like Kli Matris, then they should have the din of Kli Matris, which the din of Kli Matris, as we're learning here now, is the Kli Matris, Chazrul Tumasana Yishana. Tumas Klis Chuchas answers the Gemara. Tumas Klis Chuchas is the Rabbanon, as we started. Why is Tumas Chuchas the Rabbanon? Because the Torah doesn't mention Klis Chuchas. Also, the din of Tumi Yishana is a din of the Rabbanon. That if something Tumay was broken and then it's fixed, it goes back to its original Tumah, is also a din of the Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, but Tumah Daraisa, when we're speaking about Kli Matchis, where the din of Kabbalah's Tumah by Kli Matchis is a din Daraisa, a Chisuba Rabbanon Tumah. So Chazal said this din of Chazal Tumas on Yishana. However, when we speak about Tumah of Kli's Chuchas, which we're learning the entire Shia today, is only Midrabbanon, Lechus Rabbanon Tumah, Rabbanon didn't add another Tumah that they should say that if it became Tameh and then it's fixed, it should go back to its original Tumah. As the Gemara, we're treating Kli's Chuchas like Kli Matchis to a degree. Pshuteim miyulatama. However, the halach is that klis chuchas flatware of glass should be mekamba. The pshute kliyotz the raisahi ninu. Where do we say? Says ask the Gemara that we're not treating klis chuchas or kli matchis regarding dinei de rabbanon. But when we're speaking about dinim de raisa, there we should treat them the same. The din that pshute kli matchis a mekabel tuma is a din daraisa. When we're talking about the raisa de gedinim, asked the Gemara, there we should treat glass like matchis. And just like matchis, even if it's just flatware that has no receptacles, mekabel tuma, so too should be the din by glass. Answers the Gemara, you're right. By a daraisa de gehalocha, we ought to treat glass like metal. Why do we not? Avdei by rabbanan hakeira. We're very concerned about the Truma of Truma Vekotchim. But the concern cuts two ways. On one way, we have to be very concerned that Truma, that something which is Truma, shouldn't become Tamei. Because we're not allowed to eat Truma that's Tamei. There's very serious Aveira for somebody to eat Truma that's Tamei. On the other hand, we're not allowed to dispose of Truma that's Tahor, because we think it's Tameh. So if we're going to have glass, which midaraisa is tahor, and we're only being machmer on the glass because, as we started this year, it's similar to kli zchucheres, it's similar to kli matchis. So truma will come in touch with glass, and we'll burn that truma. With midaraisa, that truma is really tahor, and we're not allowed to burn truma, which is tahor. So in order to avoid making such a mistake, Chazal made a rule that glass, which is indeed similar to metal, and therefore just like by metal flatware is tamei, it ought to be so da halacha by glass, it won't be da halacha that way. And by glass we'll say that it's not tamei if it's flatware, to show that glass is not tamei midaraisa. Rav Ashi has a whole different approach. Rav Ashi amal olam kli cheres tamei. Since glass is made from the sand and kli cheres is made from the sand, we treat glass like kli cheres. And that's why we could understand why pshute glass, flatware of glass, is tar. If that's the case, udukakasha loylitma begabin, so we're treating glass like kli cheres, treat it all the way like kli cheres. And kli cheres, we keep on repeating, is in mekabel tuma migabon, just from being touched on the exterior. Yet glass was saying, is mekabel tuma when it's touched on its exterior? Answers the Gemara, there's a special reason. Hoyel v'nir toche kabaroi. The back and the inside of the glass look the same. And since they both look the same, that's why we treat the outside of the glass as we treat the inside of the glass. So if so, then the halach of, as Tosfos, the halach of Tumah being suspended, which is halach by Kli Cheres, ought to be by glass as well. So answers Tosfos, since we gave glass this chumr that we just learned, that it's tamei from the outside, we took away the chumra that it's matama migabon. We learned in our Gemara that by glass, the halacha is that if you break it, unlike a metal keli, it becomes, if you break it, it becomes tar, and even if you refashion it, it doesn't come back to its original tuma. So I saw that the Sefer Megdalos Merkachim explains that's why we break a glass under the chuppah. We know that the Gemara says that a chos and a kala, Michael and I have an isof. With Michael, all of the averis of a chos and a kala. When somebody does, because they do tshuva, what does tshuva mean? That they're broken. Since they're broken, now we're treating them like glass. That even though after the chuppah, who knows what will be, the mechilas avoinus that they had under the chuppah will remain forever. Our Gemara spoke extensively about glass. When we speak about glass, there's a question about the ability to kasha glass. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tuf Nun Aleph Sif Chavov, says that glass doesn't absorb, and therefore, even if they were used for something hot, you don't have to kasha them. For Pesach, just rinse them out and they're fine. The Ramah, however, quotes the opinion of the Smag that says the glass does absorb, and not only does glass absorb, it doesn't have, you can't do hagolah on glass. And the Gra explains what's the source of the din of the Gra, our sugya. Since our Gemara compared glass to klicheres, and we know, and we mentioned this at the beginning of this year, that you can't kasha klicheres, So too, that's why the Ramah and the Smag Paskin, it's treated like klicheres, and you can't kasher it. And that's a big difference of opinion between the Sfardim and Ashkenazim regarding kashering glass for Pesach. Sfardim do, Ashkenazim do not. There's a question, what about various different materials that we have nowadays? We have Pyrex and different types of those, Teflon. What's the halacha regarding kashering those types of material? So the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner Zatzal, and Chelek Bei Simen Mem Gimel, says since they're similar in being made from sand, so they should be treated like glass. And it was saying that glass can't be kashered, so too they can't be kashered. The Shor Mitzion Ba'alocha in Simen Kuf Tezayin Sif Kotten Yud Aleph says that maybe they could be kashered. He says, what's the reason that Kli Cheres can't be kashered with Agola with Liban? So the Gemara says, because we're concerned that you're not going to want to expose it to the intense heat that kashering requires because they may break. He said, but when you have pots and pans that are made out of these materials that were meant to put on the fire, since they were meant to be put on the fire, so you see that fire doesn't bother you for these kalim, and therefore maybe even though we don't kasher glass, maybe the kalim made out of these materials can be kashered. Another reason that I saw why we shouldn't kasher them for Pesach is because the Miches Yitzchak, the Sri Dead Eish, say that Chazal, or the earlier Rishonim Achronim, were anxious to see that every home should have separate special kalim just for Pesach. And the way they accomplished that is by saying that you can't kasher certain materials. So even if you could come up with a reason why maybe you could kasher them, it doesn't change the reality that Chazal didn't want us to have our own kelim from Pesach. And that's why, even though for Pesach, Ashkenazim, a machmer, as we said, not the kasher glass, many Pesachim are much more lenient regarding glass all year round. Because the reason is because we want to have separate kelim for Pesach. We're not as so stringent all year round. Our Gemara also discussed matris and the Kabbalah's tum of matris. But the question is, what is considered matris? The Pesachim extensively discuss aluminum. In the time of Chazal, certainly in the time of the Chumash and Chazal, there was no aluminum. The Torah speaks about Zov, Kesev, Nechoshes, Barzel, Bedil, Eferis. The Torah mentions all of these types of metal, but it doesn't mention aluminum. So most Pesachim are of the opinion that aluminum is a form of matris. And since there's a form of matris, which is aluminum, anything that's in that category is considered matris and has all the dinim of metal. And that's the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan in Yoridea, Simen, Kuf, Chof, Sifkat Nechof, Gimel. There is a letter that was written by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that he wants to suggest that aluminum is only considered like matchis midrabanon, not midaraisa. The question that does come up is, what about plastic? Our Gemara spoke about metal. Our Gemara spoke about earthenware. Our Gemara spoke about glass. We now spoke about aluminum. What about plastic? And when we speak about plastic, two shailas come up. One is regarding toivling plasticware. So most Pesachim are lenient on the halacha of tefillas kelim by plastic. For they explain, even this that we toivle glass is only midrabanon. And since toivling glass is only midrabanon, by plastic, which wasn't in the time of Chazal, there is no chiyuv to be toivled them. Even those that toivled it, I saw that the stipler would toivle plastic. He only toivled it without a bracha. Now the other question that comes up is regarding plastic, kashering plastic. Like, what type of material do we treat plastic? Do we treat plastic like metal, which can be kashered? Or do we treat plastic for Pesach? Or do we treat plastic like glass that we just quoted the Ramah can't be kashered? Most Pesachim are of the opinion that plastic could be kashered. Rav Moshe Zatzal was of the opinion that plastic cannot be kashered. Continues the Gemara. Shimon ben Shatach, we learned on Daf Yudalar Mabez, instituted Tikin Ksuba Leisha. He instituted that a woman has to get a Ksuba. And as we explained when we learned the Gemara, what Shimon ben Shatach instituted is that all of a person's assets are meshubed for the ksuba, not something specific, because as we explained, if something specific was assigned to the ksuba, it would be much easier for a husband to divorce his wife. V'gazah tumah klimatris, and he instituted tumah on metal kalim. Ask the Gemara, particularly after the shiur that we learned today, klimatris. This the klimatris on mekabel tumo deraisa nenu is a dim medaraisa, because the pasuk says ach, we quoted this pasuk, ach as a zov as a kesef. So what was Shimon ben Shatach instituting that isn't explicit in the Torah? Answers the Gemara, as we've been discussing, like nitzucha al tumi yishana, the din that if you had a klimatris which was tamei and you broke it and then you fix it, it goes back to its original tumo. Dama Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Tzina Malka once made a wedding for her son, and all of her kelim became tamei. V'shaver son, and she broke them. V'nasan l'tzayrim v'rischan, and then she gave it to a smith who fixed them. V'asman kelim chadashim, and they were fashioned into new utensils. V'amr chachamim, and the chacham said that even though technically they should be Tar Yachsu Tumas and Yishana, they go back to the original Tuma. Ask the Gemara, indeed, my Tama. Why did Chazal make this rule? Answer the Gemara, Mishum Gedem Mechatas Nagaba. They made it because that people shouldn't forget the halacha of the Mechatas, which is made out of the ash of the Pura Aduma. We know that if something becomes Tamei Midaraisa, Tumas Mess, the way to be Matar is to mix together the ashes of the Mechatas with Mayim Chaim, and then sprinkle it on the person or on the keli that became tamei on the third day and on the seventh day after became tamei. So people don't want to wait so long to be matar their kelim, particularly in the world that they lived where they didn't have that many kelim. So they just wanted to do the quick fix, break it and fix it, and it's tahor. Says the Gemara, Hanich leman da amar. So according to the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, says Loyal Chal Tumas Amru, they're not regarding all Tumas that they say this halacha of Chazril Tumas and Yishana, that if it was broken, it goes back to its original Tumah. That it was only said regarding Tumas Bavais, Bavad Amru, that this halacha was only said regarding Tumas Meis. So Shaper, it's very understandable. Because by Tumas Meis, as we just explained, there's the halacha of the Mechatos that we wanted to keep in Klal Yisrael. So therefore, they didn't want for Tumas Mess that just breaking it should make it tahor. El man damer, according to the Tanakhama and the Mishnah and Masech the Kalim, the lechol Tumas Amru, regarding all Tumas that he said, the halacha, that if a klimatchis is broken and then fixed, it goes back, l'tumas and yishana. Why? Mayek l'meima. There's no concept over there, there's no issue over there about mechatos. You don't use mechatos. The only time you use mechatos is by Tumas Mess. Therefore, says the Gemara, a different reason why they didn't want to rely on broken kelim. Amar, Abaya, Gzeir Hashem lo yikven b'mei tarosai. Maybe you won't break it properly. In other words, to consider a keli broken, it has to be significantly broken. We've discussed that it has to have a hole the size of a pomegranate. And people won't break it the way they're supposed to truly be broken. They'll consider it broken, and therefore tar, but it really isn't. Rav Amar, a different reason. The halacha is that whenever something has to be put into the mikveh, you can't just rely, the halacha is just because you put it into the mikveh doesn't make it tar. You also have to have Herv Shemesh. But that's a halacha when you're putting a keli into the mikveh. When you're breaking a keli, it becomes tar immediately. But people are going to make the error and think that just like this keli, which was tamei, I'm still using it, I'm able to use it already the day it became tamei, because I broke it and fixed it. They'll think that so too is the halacha when you toivel a keli. They won't realize that this is not the same as tefillah. By tefillah, you have to wait for Herev Shemesh. Here you don't have to wait for Herev Shemesh. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what's the difference between Abaya's explanation? What's the practical halachic nafkamina between Abaya and Rava's reasoning? Answers the Gemara, ik benayu, der tzfinu mitzrif. If somebody completely flattened the keli and then fixed it. So there it's completely recognizable as new, and nobody's going to think that it went through tefillah. So Rava's reasoning that people will think that if you put something into the mikveh, it's a right away tar, isn't applicable, because everybody knows that this wasn't just put into the mikveh. But if the concern is that people are going to think that even a small hole is a good hole, that reason is still applicable, and therefore bias concern would still be there. Vidach Mahi, continues the Gemara. What is the next of the Yudches Dover, the Yudches Xeris? Says the Gemara to Tanan. The Mishnah teaches us, Hamilniach Kalim Tachas Atzinner, in one placed Kalim under a pipe, the Kabel Vamei Geshamim, in order to receive rainwater in them. Ech Gzeilim Gedoilim, Ech Kalim Ketanim, whether they're big Kalim or small Kalim, Vafila Gilei Avonim, even stoneware, Kli Adama, kelim made out of clay, kli glolim made out of dung, poislim is a mikvah. We discussed in a previous shiur the halacha of mayim shuvim, and we discussed the mayim shuvim that are put into mikvah, kosher mikvah water, before you had 40 saw of kosher mikvah water, that disqualifies all of that water. Now the question is, you put a bucket, you put a pail under this leak. So the question is this water considered mayim shuvim? Is this considered mayim shuvim or not? The discussion is, how do we look at this pipe? Do we consider this pipe like mayim shuvim? So the Gemara says, paisim sa mikveh. They're always considered like mayim shuvim. And since they're always considered like mayim shuvim, the halacha that they would disqualify the mikveh applies. Echra meniach, and says Beishamai, it makes no difference if you deliberately put that pail to gather the water. Vechra shecheich. Under all circumstances, it's considered mayim shuvim. Ubeisel matarim b'shecheich. Beisel's opinion is that if you didn't put it there deliberately, you just did it, you left it there, the halacha is that it's not considered mayim shuvim. Because according to Beis Hillel, when you intended to get that water becomes mayim shuvim. But if you didn't intend to gather that water isn't considered mayim shuvim. Nimnu Amar Meir. So Meir tells us the history of this gzeira. Amar Meir, Nimnu v'gamru. They took a vote. Nimnu v'rabba Beishamai Beisil. And Beishamai outnumbered Beisil. But now the Gemara qualifies this and says, "Amoyin Beishamai b'shechech b'chatzur." That if somebody just forgot his vessels in an open field, shutar, that water isn't considered mayim shuvim. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi disagrees. Even in a situation where you forgot it in a field, Beishamai will still consider it mayim shuvim. Amar Mishashmer, the Bei Rava Amru, in the Yeshiva of Rav, they explain the machlokes this way. Hakol moedim, everybody, both Beishamai and Beisil will agree. Shenicham b'shas kishur avim, if you put the vessels outside on a cloudy day, so that's clearly a day where you expect it to rain, and therefore that water is water that you expected to come into that pail, the water is considered mayim shuvim. B'shas pizar avim, if you put out the pail on a sunny day, so it certainly wasn't water that you were intending to collect, divrei hakol tahirim, everybody will say that it's not considered mayim shuvim. Lo'inechleku, shenichem b'shas kishur avim, you put it out on a cloudy day, v'nespazru, and then it got the clouds cleared up. The chazur in the skashu, and then it got cloudy again. Masover, Beis Hill's opinion is, butler machshavtai. As soon as it got clear, it means that it's not mayim shuvim anymore. Or masover, the fact that it got clear doesn't change that originally you put it out to collect the water. And that original machshava comes back when the clouds come back. But as the Gemara, they still remained with this machlokes, and it's not that everybody agrees. So we're short one of the yudches gzeiros, because this is not a gzeiros that everybody agreed to. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, ap nois kutim nidus marisa seyem. A girl certainly doesn't start seeing discharge from when she's born. A girl doesn't start discharge from the moment she's born. But Chazal made a special gzeira that the benois kutin, as soon as they're born, should be considered like nidus. And that was a gzeira that was done on that day, by b'yom gozru. And therefore, that should be used instead of this one. And that was a rule that everybody agreed to. And since everybody agreed to that rule, now we have enough gzeiras that we should come to the number of yudches gzeiras.